News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, has launched the National Petroleum Codes, which provide standards to govern the operations and conduct of stakeholders in the petroleum industry. The codes, developed with funding from the World Bank, address areas such as product handling, occupational as well as health and safety requirements. Director of Energy in the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, Fitzroy Vidal, says the codes will help stakeholders tackle some of the ongoing challenges facing the industry, including matters relating to environmental protection, insurance, and quality product assurance.
We want to protect life and property. We want to allow for investment to take place and commerce to boom, while we want to make sure that people are employed, while we want to make sure that organized way in which we do business as we seek to develop the country.
Effective December 1, the codes will be available for purchase through the BSJ's Technical Information Center. 79 young Jamaicans have been recognized for their contribution to nation building, having received the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence 2017. The awards were presented at a ceremony on the lawns of Jamaica House last week. Speaking at the ceremony, Prime Minister Andrew Holness noted that with the quality of the awardees, Jamaica's future looks secure.
Our progress, our prosperity, our destiny is unstoppable. So I say to all the young people, continue to work hard, continue to put out that effort. Keep on doing it for the love, not for the like. Substance over hype.
A special Jamaica 55 category was added to this year's awards program to recognize 55 young people who have been actively involved in community development. Recipients of the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence 2017 include Jamar Chronix McNaughton for Arts and Culture, Christopher Box and Craig Hammond, owners of Chilitas for Entrepreneurship and Social Enterprise, and Andre Marriott Blake Leadership. The first supplementary estimates for the 2017-18 financial year has been approved by the House of Representatives. The budget, which reflects an increase of $89.9 billion, was tabled in the House by Minister of Finance and the Public Service Oldishaw on Tuesday and approved during Wednesday's sitting. The budget for this fiscal year is now $805.4 billion. Outlining the reasons for the increase, Mr. Shaw cited a loan of $12.7 billion provided by the government to PetroJam Limited. The minister also noted an increase in non-debt expenditure of $8.7 billion, which will serve to address a number of critical issues that arose during the current financial year. Among them, the severe structural damage to roads as a result of heavy rainfall over several months. A sum of $2 billion has been allocated to the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation to undertake island-wide rehabilitation of parish council, farm, and main roads. And the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will be increasing garbage collection operations in town centers across the island during the festive season. Executive Director of the NSWMA, Oli Gordon, says the agency will be carrying out night collections in commercial areas as part of this thrust. Collections will take place between 9 p.m. and 12 a.m.
We'll be looking at some more night collections for the major town centers where they're heavy shopping. And we will be going, you know, right until New Year's. We want to work to make this the cleanest Christmas ever.
Mr. Gordon is appealing to members of the public to properly dispose of the excess waste generated during the season. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Oyes.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides 5 options starting at only $1,000 per month for option 1, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option 5, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.